StoreYourHealthNow.com.
Golden Globes, NFL highlights and lowlights, and keeping score in South Carolina. Part of what we're going to be talking about this hour here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Yo, yo. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody, and you're ready to saddle up and get started in another work week. Don't forget, at the tail end of the week, you could win some wonderful prizes if you nail the score third hour on Friday morning. One of the things we're giving away is a GPS system, and it's great. It's wireless. If you get lost, it'll tell you where you are, all that kind of cool stuff. You'll love it. I mean, it's amazing. It's excitement in a box, I say, when you're lost. I hate that feeling of being lost, and guys, I know you don't like to ask for directions. So this is the perfect solution to that. I know now on phones, people have Androids and whatnot for when they get lost, but how do you do that with an Android when you're driving your car? So to me, the GPS is always the thing, and it's a Magellan, and it's super sweet. But not just that, there'll be other prizes, plus the bragging rights and everything else, because we're whittling it down. Four teams now, we're down to, what, four teams, right? Four teams after this weekend, and it was crazy some of what happened in these games like Denver and New England, New Orleans and San Francisco, the Giants and Green Bay. I think that was a real surprise for some people, and Baltimore and Houston. Did your team win or lose? Did you nail the score? We're going to talk about all that good stuff. Right at the top, though, as I said, big news from South Carolina. It seemed inevitable that John Huntsman would drop out, but I thought maybe he'd make it through South Carolina. But apparently, he's going to drop out of the race on Monday, and he's going to throw his backing toward Mitt Romney. I don't think that's a surprise. There's a lot of similarities between Huntsman and Mitt Romney. So the former Utah governor is saying that he didn't want to stand in the way of the candidates that are better prepared to beat the president and maybe turn the campaign around. And I guess that's Mitt Romney. So although he was going to try to compete in South Carolina, he must have changed his mind and probably thought better of it for a couple of different reasons. Newt Gingrich has not changed his mind about running, and Newt Gingrich talked about all the conservative support.
I have very strong support from Christian conservatives and social conservatives, and that support continues.
On the other hand, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, still in it, too. He was thought to be probably a heavy favorite in South Carolina. I'm not so sure about that. Romney's still ahead in the polls. Ron Paul behind him. Santorum after that, or Gingrich after that. Santorum, it depends on what poll you look at. But certainly Rick Perry is in fourth place. Perry talked about fiscal conservatism and also about, what, dropping out?
It's our intention to win South Carolina and go forward from there. But to try to plan out your campaign months in advance, I think is a little bit of a stretch. We're the most consistent fiscal conservative and social conservative in the race, and that's our message both on the airways and out on the campaign trail.
Well, how about that? So what's interesting is, when you heard Gingrich there and you heard Rick Perry there, both of them are going to try to swoop in and take whatever they could of Huntsman's crowd. But here's the thing. How much did Huntsman really gain in South Carolina? There was a poll that measured just the other day how much the former governor was rating, and he was gaining only 1% of the backing of the possible Republican primary voters. So that's not a high number. Sure, if it's a handful of voters, why not take them? But we're not talking about a major score here. And I think that's why Huntsman realized, ooh, I'm not getting the traction I need to get, so I'm going to bounce out of here. Clearly I can't. I might be picking up endorsements, but I got to be able to pick up dollars, and I can't pick up dollars if I'm that far behind. It's interesting because he did get a big endorsement from a South Carolina newspaper. So he's good at winning over. Huntsman was good at winning over some in the media, certainly. But this close to the primary to dump out, I think he realizes that it's a done deal and the handwriting is on the wall, and that's why probably he's decided, why push this all the way to wait a whole week and see how this plays out. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to dump out now, and I'm just going to throw it toward Mitt Romney, which was interesting because if you remember, he got the Boston Globe, which is a largely Democratic, of course, in Massachusetts. They threw their weight behind John Huntsman. So here he is again in South Carolina. He's picking up, he's picking up some major endorsements from a paper, but yet he's not picking up the ones that he needed to pick up. Like I said, it's the money and it's the people that can really push him higher through the polls and up the ladder that he's not getting. So maybe the paper endorses him, but he's still stepping aside. It's the Charleston paper, by the way, that was stumping for Huntsman or giving them his endorsement anyway. So I go back to the same question I've asked before. How much do endorsements really mean? It used to be a big deal if a paper endorsed you. I'm not so certain anymore. And in the meantime, what about the president's approval rating? Because ultimately, whoever emerges, if it's Mitt Romney, who's the so-called establishment guy, so you kick the can down the road, and let's just say Mitt Romney is who it is. So Mitt Romney going against the president. Right now, President Barack Obama's approval rating, which is critical when you look at re-election chances, CNN ORC International poll shows that it's 50%, almost 50% of Americans approving of the job Obama's doing in the White House. That's up from last month. So he's getting a bounce. He's getting a bounce all of a sudden. Some of the highest ratings that he's gotten, the highest I think that he ever got was the 54 he got following that the killing of Osama bin Laden. But since then, he's been like in the mid-40s. So now here he is, bounced up all the way up to almost 50 again. And then you look at the Congress and how they're ranked. And in the same poll, overall, only 16% say they approve of the job Congress is doing. So what does that show you? And here with the Republican, if it's Romney, whoever it is, we'll see what the president's approval ratings are, because certainly that's important for an incumbent. It's important for him as he goes to get another 4 years, and it's important for the opponent and the people around the opponent to know where they stand, where he stands, and that number is a pretty good number. He started to get lower in the 40s, and when you say 40s or even 30s, that can be disastrous for a president. So people are looking for indicators to try to get a sense of where Obama stands now heading into this year. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to look at things from a Democratic point of view. The DNC chairwoman was in New Hampshire. I had a chance to steal a few minutes with her and get her take on why Obama, what she was doing, what kind of reconnaissance she was doing. I knew I'd get it. On the ground in New Hampshire, and what he's doing to the economy, and what about the gridlock in Congress. That's coming up next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I got to tell you, our next guest, I'm thrilled to have her with us. One, because I know she's a big fan of Chris Matthews, MSNBC, and I got to ask her about this. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is the DNC chairwoman as well. Thanks for popping by.
Sure, Kate. Great to be with you.
All right. I'm from Philly, so that's why I say that thing about Matthews.
Oh, I bet. So, all you Pennsylvania partisans.
We've got to stick together no matter what, no matter what our labels are. No matter who we're aligned with or any of that kind of stuff. All right, so you're on the ground here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And what are you feeling as far as, I mean, this is obviously the bit heavy GOP because they're trying to find their guy, we'll say. And we know it's Obama. So when you're here, what is it that you're doing reconnaissance-wise, shaking hands, talking to people? What's the main mission for you?
Well, our goal, you know, leading up to the primary day has been in New Hampshire and in was in Iowa as well, using this as an organizing tool. You know, we're in the process of standing up the most robust grassroots presidential campaign in American history, and we've had in New Hampshire alone tens of thousands of calls made, 3,200 one-on-one meetings, 500 events like house parties and training sessions and phone call, you know, phone banks. Because we know that the retail politics that this state is prominent for is really meaningful when it comes to connecting with a voter and making it personal for them on who they choose when they decide who they're going to support for president.
Yeah, I agree. So have you found that that's what people, I mean, obviously you have a recognizable face. Are people coming up to you and they're asking you, I'm sure, lots of questions. What's happening? What's going on?
We've had such a great response since I've been here. There are lots of folks going to the polls and pulling a ballot for the president, making sure that they can express their support for him. But I've also been here to draw an important contrast between the direction that President Obama has been taking this country in fighting for the middle class and working families, starting to get the economy turned around, slow but steady progress, you know, bleeding 750,000 jobs a month when he took office, to now, Kate, 22 straight months of job growth in the private sector. President Obama, remember, has now created more jobs than President Bush did in his entire 8 years in office. And the Republicans, that this is the contrast,
right,
where they are fighting to extend the Bush tax cuts for the millionaires and billionaires. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that voters want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to be successful and that it's not just people who already are doing well that we should go to bat for.
Yeah. You know, in your role in Congress and what we've seen, obviously the president says this, that there's no cooperation, that we have gridlock,
really
crazy gridlock. How do you smash that gridlock? How do you do that? You've been around for a while. How do you take a hammer to that and get something going?
You know, I think it doesn't take a hammer. It takes a willingness to reach across the aisle, extend a hand, as President Obama has done repeatedly. Unfortunately, he's dealing with leaders on the Republican side who care about only one job, Barack Obama's. And Democrats and he care about American jobs. And Mitch McConnell really proved that when he said at the beginning of this Congress that, you know, his number one goal is not to turn the economy around or create jobs, but to defeat President Obama. It's a really cynical goal. When I ran for office, I know I ran to make the world a better place and to help make other people's lives better. I don't, you know, start out every term saying, you know, my goal is to beat someone else. That's not what it's about. It's not what it's supposed to be anyway.
Yeah. What do you think, besides the jobs issue, talking about what just happened with the Band-Aid over the payroll tax cuts and that whole thing. What happens? February is the D-Day for that again.
That was an unfortunate remark that Mitt Romney made, calling a payroll tax cut a little Band-Aid. $1,000 out of the paychecks of the average working families, much more than a little Band-Aid, especially right before the holidays. That was another example of how out of touch the Republicans are. They've embraced extremism. They really only focus on the needs of people who are wealthy. They can't really grasp that $1,000 in or out of a paycheck is a big deal. I mean, it pays the gas and the grocery bills and the electric bill. So we need to go back into session in a few weeks and make sure that we extend that payroll tax cut for the rest of the year, because that is a part of what is making sure that we can move this economy forward.
I know a big issue for you is human trafficking.
Yes.
And that is, I've done series on it, I've investigated it, and it is out of control, and people have no idea what's happening.
I know.
Right here in this country.
It's really...
What are you doing to push that effort forward?
This is Human Trafficking Awareness Month,
yes,
the month of January, and I just held an event in my congressional district, did a round table with all of the leaders and experts on human trafficking who are combating it. You know, we have a huge amount. People think of human trafficking as being a third world country problem, and we actually have a massive amount of girls who are enslaved in this country,
yeah,
and people don't realize it. We need them to look for the warning signs and make sure that that we have more resources available to train people and to make sure that we're paying attention to those young at-risk girls, mostly runaways, who could be lured into that environment and really enslaved and held against their will.
Yeah. As the switching topics quickly, as the DNC chairwoman, mm-hmm, and you mentioned some of the what's happening on the ground here, do you go all the way through now? Will you also try to put that a little appearance in South Carolina?
I'll be headed down to South Carolina, going home to South Florida for a little while, and gonna, you know, make sure that I can continue to balance work and family and represent. You do my first job professionally, which is to represent my constituents in South Florida. And
yeah,
just holding it all together.
Exactly. I have family in Florida, and I would be remiss not to, in Tampa and Davis Island,
okay,
and in Miami area.
Sure.
So I'd be remiss not to ask you this. My husband and I are going down there to go tarpon fishing.
Oh, where's, wow.
Is that, I'm going to catch something big, right?
No question. You cross the border, and you will be all set.
I'll be all set.
Well, I'll give you a little touche, because I have a family home here in New Hampshire. So we can swap states on the way home.
I like that. Congresswoman, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
All right. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, you heard what she was saying there, talking about what the Democrats are doing and the push for the jobs, and obviously touting the record and, you know, the argument. That's almost the argument between stimulus jobs and what jobs are being created and what monies are being created with the payroll tax cut. And this is certainly a sneak preview into what the Democrats will do once the Republican candidate is chosen, which seems to be pointing, all signs seem to be pointing to Mitt Romney. It's not a done deal, however. who says that Newt Gingrich can't come up and surprise a few people in South Carolina? Ron Paul will be a factor. Paul came in, people keep dismissing this, but he was third in Iowa, second in New Hampshire, and who knows where he places in South Carolina. It's obvious what the Republicans are doing, how they're certainly pushing for Mitt Romney, stumping for Romney. A lot of the people are saying he's the guy, he's the one that can beat Obama, he is the best chance. So it seems almost inevitable, but it's not done until it's done, until it's declared so. So that hasn't happened yet. At this point, maybe there'll be a few surprises. Sometimes polls aren't exactly dead on, although the polls are all now saying that it's Romney, Romney, Romney. It's a question of who's second and third. And Romney might not be your choice. I've had several people that have called the show that like Mitt Romney, that think he's fine, that he's okay, that, you know, it might not have been what they were hoping for, but better Romney than Barack Obama to remain president. And yet there are plenty of people listening to my voice that would say, oh, forget about it. A vote for Romney, I'm not voting for Romney. I'm not going to go in that direction. So if my vote doesn't really count in any direction, then I'm just not going to go and vote. And this is why I think the popular vote, if there was more of a press for the popular vote, that could make a big difference versus what's going on with the Electoral College. Of course, that's a huge argument that we could have, and we will have, coming up on America Tonight. We could devote at least an hour to that and have people really weigh in on what they want to see done when it comes to voting. We can't even get a uniform voting system as it is. How is it that we live in the United States of America and we still have problems in some districts with voting, and then we have people who are registered to vote who are dead, and then there's charges of all kinds of corruption when it comes to voting and coming up with Mickey Mouse names and whatever. And I think, wow, we're not in Central America. We don't have a gun to our head, or they're not stuffing the ballot box. How is this possible? And when you think of every little tiny place where people are voting, from giant cities to those smaller, I call them the nooks and crannies, you heard me say that, you know, bless the nooks and crannies, and they have certain ways to get ballots in and count ballots and whatever. And I think that's part of the problem that we have with our system, in how we count those votes, how we come up with them. All right, I promised a mailbag earlier. We didn't get to it. We had a bunch of calls, so we're going to head to the mailbag. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you still can do that, though. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Get past the beef, get past the hitman. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Go down the good, let on, take out.
So I was invite everybody who can't call in to sound off through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net. By the way, you can hook up with us on Twitter and Facebook that way too. But if you want to shoot an email to the show, that's the way to get to us. And boy, over the weekend, you had a lot of thoughts on a lot of different things. So without further ado, let's run to the mail room and flip open the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This comes to us from our pal Dennis, listening to us in Vermont on WVMT. We have a lot of great listeners, by the way. Big shout out to the people up there. They've been with America Tonight for a very long, 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 long time. When I was up in New Hampshire, I actually got some maple syrup from Vermont. There's a big argument as to who has better maple syrup, but it's interesting that New Hampshire sells a lot of the Vermont maple syrup. So that's where mine came from, and it was excellent. Let's just say that. All right, here's what Dennis had to say. He always has a lot of things on his mind, but I'll just pick one of the random things that he wrote us about. And one of the things that he says is the ultimate anti-aging solution, he says, is owning a pet. He sent me a little thing about pets. A new year, a healthier you. The love of a pet is its own reward, but there's an extra benefit to pet ownership. It adds years to your life. You can find out how pets make you live healthier and longer. Because you're exhausted. They're like kids. You have to chase them around when they put a ball in their mouth. You have to find their bones. You have to take them for walks. That's why because you're doing basically the same thing in a way that you do with children. And they bark at you only. They don't talk back to you. So I guess that's why they add years. I'm just assuming that's what it is. What is the secret? And he goes on to say a couple of different things. What is the secret? Because you laugh more, and laughter is the thing that can add more years to your life. Okay, well, that makes sense. I wonder how many people in this audience actually have pets. I think this is a pet-friendly audience. When I was thinking about getting a dog, people blew up the phone lines calling in to give me suggestions on breeds. And I was going to get I think at one point I was going to Jack Russell Terrier, but they were just too hyper. So we ended up with a Golden Retriever. And it turns out the Golden Retriever isn't hyper, but needy. Yeah. Very, very needy. Okay, so this one comes to us, but we love them. We love them. This one comes to us from Annie J., who says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to the show for a very, very long time. And I know that you used to talk a lot about that scum that went after Natalie Holloway. We all know he did it. What's his name? The Dutch guy. Did you see that he got what he deserved? 28 years, but not for the murder of Natalie Holloway. It was a different woman. I guess the cream really does rise to the top, in a sense. The dirty cream, and he got what he deserved. What do you think? Well, he killed a woman in a hotel room in Peru. So it just goes to show you that they're, here we go again. And once that happened, and they had him cold. Once he went through that process, you knew that he was going to get whatever he was going to get. And this was on the heels of all that, all the thoughts of what was going on with the Holloway, in the Holloway missing person case. And it had been 5 years, so 5 years almost to the day he was sentenced to those 28 years. How about that? They thought he was going to get a much more lenient sentence, but he didn't. I mean, they had him. And it was a 21-year-old that he killed in that room. And what's interesting is apparently he flew off the handle when she was looking on the computer and Googling Natalie Holloway and said something about it to him, and then he went nuts, and that's what ended her life. So Stephanie Flores, her name was, by the way, and that happened in May of 2010. Yep, we talked a lot about Jeroen Vandersloot was his name. He was constantly on the radar when it came to Greta Van Susteren. I think she chased him halfway around the world, really desperately trying to get some kind of a confession out of him for the Natalie Holloway thing. And they just closed that Holloway case, by the way, you know, closed it down as of last Thursday or Friday. So that's over with unless something else different comes to light, but it's done. Right, let's go to another one. This one's from Rocco, who says, unbelievable. What do you think, Kate, the Giants? They do it again. People did not believe. They thought it was going to be the Packers, but they were wrong. I knew in my heart of hearts it was going to be the Giants. Were you surprised? I was surprised. I didn't count the Giants out. They had momentum, and you saw how they were playing heading into the playoffs, barely making it, actually. When they went up against the Cowboys, you knew they'd win that one. Then they get in the playoffs. But they started to put things together. And they won 37-20, beat Green Bay. In fact, we're going to have highlights of what happened over the weekend, not just that game, but some of the other games, too, coming up in our next segment. But this is a team, the Giants, the Super Bowl champs of 2007. Could we see perhaps New England and the Giants again? And the answer is, sure, it could happen. It's right now today, it's certainly possible. There are some other teams that have something to say about that. But it was a very big, big, big win for them, without a doubt. Here's another one. This one comes to us from Brian, who says, Kate, did you happen to see... I like how everybody's starting this. Kate, did you happen to see Golden Globes by any chance? I know that you often talk about movies. You have your movie review. What did you think of the Globes? I only saw bits and pieces because I was paying attention to football, but I did notice a couple of things. One, that Woody Allen's movie Midnight in Paris got best screenplay. I like that movie. It's kind of a sleeper movie. I saw it on a plane, actually, in New York. Going to New York. Oh, those colds will kill you. Excuse me. Matt, did you see Midnight in Paris? Ugh, he is not there. He's not there. He's at the soda machine, probably trying desperately not to get my cold. But I saw that one and I liked it. And then, of course, the other movie that I liked was The Help. Somebody told me to go and see it. Excuse me, you'll have to pardon me. And The Help was pretty good, and Octavia Spencer, who was in that movie, won a Golden Globe for that, so that was, I think, expected. And then Meryl Streep played Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. I haven't seen that, but I heard her portrayal was pretty good, and she ended up with a Globe, too. So some of the things that I think were expected happened. There was also a portrayal of Marilyn Monroe by Michelle Williams. That won an award. I don't know. Does everybody want me to go down these lists of things? That's only a couple of them that I know that I saw. There were the one movie that we've had on. We've had our Hollywood guy on. He's talked about The Artist. It's that black and white film where there's no words. There's no speaking. That won a whole bunch of, that won a whole bunch of Globes too. But I haven't seen that one, so I can't tell you whether I would go and see it or not. And I didn't see, J. Edgar. That was up for a bunch. I saw Moneyball, and that was a great, excuse me, that was a great, great movie, Moneyball. And, it didn't win anything, but it was up for a bunch of awards. So there you go. Awards are like polls, right? I'm the poll princess. I tell you what's happening in South Carolina or how people are polling. And it's kind of the same thing. You look at, they say the Gold Globes are the precursor to the Oscars. So what happens with the Hollywood Foreign Press can give you a glimpse into what could happen with the Oscars. Kind of like politics, you read the polls and that gives you an idea of where people finish. Well, Mitt Romney's always stayed steady in the polls, and look at the first couple of primaries he's won, and now in South Carolina he's head in the polls too. However, one thing that hasn't been predicted is Ron Paul's finishes, which you have to give him credit, because Ron Paul, with his liberty and smaller government and let's watch where the money's going and the Federal Reserve needs to be audited and that kind of thing, he's got loyal followers. And he's done well in Iowa, he's done well in New Hampshire, and he's predicted to do pretty well in South Carolina. So Ron Paul could really, really stay in this thing, certainly all the way through Super Tuesday if he wanted to. And maybe it just isn't just an automatic handoff to Mitt Romney, even though it looks that way. Maybe we're kind of jumping the gun there a little bit, but in the polls, he's coming out ahead, and look what happens. He comes out ahead in the first two primaries anyway, and we'll see ultimately what happens in South Carolina if that holds up. So my analogy there is just that the Gold Globe sometimes can tell you what's going to happen in the, excuse me, in the Oscars. And so it's kind of one of those forerunners to that too. All right, so we're going to talk about football next, and we are. What happened in the NFL over the weekend? That's coming up around the bend.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Back to Brady, looking over the middle, fires over the middle, it is caught there by Glenn Caspian, and in. Touchdown! Three touchdown passes in the first half for Tom Brady. Two of them to Rob Gronkowski. This one from 12 yards out. The Patriots take advantage of the short field and drive 52 yards for the touchdown. They action take Brady, over the middle it goes. Caught, end zone, touchdown, and it is it. Tom Brady ties the National Football League postseason all-time record. He ties Daryl LaMonica and Steve Young with six touchdown passes.
Anquan Boldin right, Flacco to throw, firing far side, and don't Boldin has it, touchdown Raiders! Anquan Boldin on the reception, and the Ravens strike for a second time in the end zone. Takes the snap, steps up, lost the ball, far sideline, looking for Andre Johnson, and it is intercepted at the goal line by Ed Reed! And with 1:51 left to play, the Ravens come up with their fourth turnover and put the hay in the barn!
Takes the snap, back throw. Halftime, fastball over the middle, caught inside pocket territory, 6 yards out of the tackle, he's to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants! 66 yards!
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Mix makes the pass for the touchdown! He went up with a big hand and caught it on the helmet on the final play of the half!
Giants now trying to get within real comfortable position of an NFC Championship game. Manning back, throws back in the end zone, and it's caught by Manningham for the touchdown on the post. Hand off Jacobs, cuts back to the right. Jacobs turns the corner at the 10. He's to the 5, to the goal line, touchdown Giants! And that 14-yard run most likely has sent the Giants to San Francisco and the NFC Championship game.
Reed adjusts the play call, points out blocking assignments, lifts his right leg and calls for the football. Throws over the middle, Sproles! Sproles down to the 25, Sproles to the 20, Sproles to the 10, Sproles is going to score!
Sproles, he has done it again. Sproles rolls into the end zone on a 44-yard touchdown strike.
Smith is in the shotgun. He's going to run it to the sideline. He's got blocking in front. Smith is going to run down the sideline, and he is going to score. Alex Smith calls his own number and takes it into the end zone for perhaps the kick. Smith will stand in the shotgun. Throws the ball over the middle. The catch is made at the goal line. Touchdown. And it's Vernon Davis again who has absolutely killed the Saints. In front of Roman Harper, that's a 14-yard touchdown strike with 9 seconds remaining.
All right, so nobody nailed the score. You heard some of those great highlights. Great job by Matt Johnson putting that highlight package together. The games that were really the best, or the best game of the weekend, I thought, was San Francisco knocking off the New Orleans Saints. That was the most exciting, all the changes of lead changes at the end of that. It looked like New Orleans was going to win it, and then San Francisco was able to come back again. They win it 36-32. And now the Giants and San Francisco will tangle, and Baltimore takes on New England. New England, of course, plays spoiler for all the Tebow magic. I think this was inevitable. This was going to happen. A lot of you that called the show to try to nail the score would say that you were hoping that Tebow would pull it out, but you knew in your heart that most likely it would be New England. 45-10, they were never, ever really in it. Here's what Tim Tebow had to say afterwards.
Sometimes you definitely don't want it at all, you know, because you would love to just go to dinner, hang out with friends, just be a normal 24-year-old that can go and, you know, enjoy some time with friends. So that makes it sometimes hard. Didn't matter if it was the first player, the last player, we were, you know, down by 42. I was going to be the same player, and I was going to still give everything I have because, you know, that's all I have to give. So, you know, every time I step on the field, I'm going to give my whole heart, regardless of the score, regardless of what's happening.
All right, and he, I think, is authentic. No matter what you think of Denver or you think of his job as the quarterback, he's an authentic person. I really, really like that about Tim Tebow. So he had an exciting finish, but just no way could contend against New England, which was kind of what we saw strangely happen with the Giants and the Packers. The Packers were very, very sloppy. Aaron Rodgers did not have it. And the Giants did. And then, of course, the Houston Texans were hoping they would have the magic, but Baltimore in the end had too much for Houston, and Houston couldn't get it together. They were lobbing balls up, and it wasn't happening for them. And so now we're down to the teams that could be playing for the Super Bowl, and a couple of them have played for the Super Bowl before. I mentioned that Giants win 2007, how big that was over the Patriots, how thrilling, one of the top, I think, all of top five ever Super Bowls. So you have the Giants and the 49ers, the Patriots and the Ravens who are left. And who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Even if you care less about football, I guarantee you're going to a Super Bowl party somewhere, or you're at least watching the Super Bowl. Wherever you are listening to me, you are watching the Super Bowl. That goes for you. Shout out to Pete in Kalamazoo. I bet he'll be watching the Super Bowl. Matt, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be a rematch? Are we going to see the Giants and the Patriots again?
I'm not too sure. I really like the 49ers a lot. And I think they might be able to beat the Giants, although the Giants have been pretty good on the road. But I think the 49ers can win. I think it might be 49ers New England.
Ooh, 49ers New England. I like that. I like the 49ers. I'd love to see the 49ers get
there.
Their
defense is really, really good. And as long as, I mean, Alex Smith did not look that bad this week. And they got Frank Gore, pretty good running game. That defense, like I said, is pretty stellar. I think they can beat the Giants.
I think the defense looks good, too. But we'll see. We'll see if they, you know, it's any given Sunday, and now you're in the playoffs.
I don't see the Ravens beating New England, though.
I don't either.
Just because,
no.
I mean, if Houston had a quarterback, I think they beat
the
Ravens.
Yeah.
But they're on their third string, who's a
yes.
rookie, and kind of threw the game away. So I don't know. I don't see the Ravens winning. They're a pretty decent team, but their defense is getting old. And I don't know. I just I think it's going to be the Patriots for sure in the AFC, and then I'm leaning towards San Fran.
Ooh, all right, a prediction. San Francisco and the Patriots. The, you know, it's interesting because the 49ers rallied twice to knock off the Saints, and the Saints were just stunned because I think the Saints thought they were, that this was it. This was the Drew Brees heroics. They were pulling it out at the end, and that was, they were going home and they were victorious. And they were surprised that the 49ers were able to pull it out the way they did, but they did. And, it was like the catch part two. So Alex Smith has now put his stamp on this team, his 14-yard touchdown pass to Vernon Davis. If you didn't see it, with 9 seconds left after Drew Brees put the Saints ahead, was incredible. And, you know, the Saints had 5 turnovers in that game. So they still almost won it. They still almost won it, but yet they come back. The San Francisco 49ers came back. They were nonplussed when Brees took the team and went ahead, and they were able to do what they had to do to win it. And Smith just does not seem to get – he doesn't seem to get rattled, and that's a sign of a leader. That's a sign of a guy who can take his team – now, as we see through the playoffs, and maybe Matt's right. Maybe there's some 49er magic again. And this guy watched him during the day. He was Smith. He was watching that game. He was great over the middle. He's averaging a touchdown. I think I read somewhere every 7 attempts. And whenever he's inside the numbers, and that 14 yarder to Vernon Davis, that just iced it for me. That they deserve to be where they are, and he's done a great job in trying to help his team get there. So we'll see if it ends up being the 49ers or if it ends up being a repeat of the Giants and New England again, because that Super Bowl in 2007 was something. Can you imagine the headlines and the setups for that, what they would be? Boy, I think they'd be pretty incredible. Honestly, I think a lot of people would be interested to see that rematch, to tell you the truth. But, hey, San Francisco could still play spoiler. They're in the money. They look good. They look good heading into this. Why do you care about football when normally we're talking about politics and everything else under the sun? The reason you care is because, don't forget, Friday, your chance to win some bragging rights and fabulous prizes from America Tonight. How do you do it? Nail the score. Randomly, one of those games will be chosen. You say who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. It's like picking lottery numbers, and somebody's going to win. I have a really good feeling about it.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Well, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.